Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across the region, the weather remains mild tonight. Tel Aviv is experiencing a calm and clear evening, while in Jerusalem, skies are mostly clear with a gentle breeze. In Haifa, expect a cool night with a few clouds. Here are today's headlines. First, the coming days will be critical as the IDF expands its target bank, preparing for a potential Iranian attack. That's according to Walla from earlier this hour. Also, New York's mayor examines the possibility of arresting Prime Minister Netanyahu during his visit to the UN. The US State Department has issued a travel warning to Israel. This comes from Israel Hayom just minutes ago. Also this hour, Argentina and Spain's World Cup final has become a proxy for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. That's according to JTA from earlier today. Separately, CENTCOM reports 2 U.S. troops killed and 1 missing after an Iranian attack in Jordan. This news comes from Ynet just a short time ago. And finally, the Israeli Air Force has struck a Hezbollah cell in southeastern Lebanon. JNS reported this an hour ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 shared footage moments ago of the seventh night of U.S. strikes on Iran. The footage shows precise attacks on Iran's military infrastructure. Visegrad 24 posted just earlier that the Pentagon has confirmed the deaths of 2 U.S. soldiers and 1 missing after the Iranian strikes on Jordan. Hen Madzig, an Israeli activist, reported that 2 U.S. service members were killed in the Iranian attack on a Jordanian base. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's preparations. Walla reports that Israel is expanding its list of targets amidst increasing tensions with Iran. Jerusalem believes Iran will only attack if pushed to a last resort, given Israel's potential strong response. This situation heightens regional tensions and puts Israeli defense forces on high alert. Turning to the diplomatic front, Israel Hayom reveals New York's mayor is considering the arrest of Prime Minister Netanyahu during his UN visit. This comes as attacks in Iran intensify, prompting the US to issue a travel warning to Israel. Such developments could strain U.S.-Israel relations and impact Netanyahu's international engagements. Meanwhile, JTA discusses the World Cup final between Argentina and Spain, which has taken on symbolic significance. Online discourse reflects differing foreign policy stances on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. This highlights how international sports events can mirror geopolitical tensions. Separately, Ynet reports on the tragic loss of U.S. troops in Jordan following Iranian missile strikes. CENTCOM confirmed the casualties as U.S. forces defended against the attacks. This incident underscores the escalating military tensions in the region and its effects on U.S. military presence. Finally, JNS reveals an Israeli Air Force strike on a Hezbollah cell in Lebanon. The raid targeted operatives involved in drone activities near IDF soldiers. This strike comes hours after the incident in Jordan, illustrating the broader security challenges along Israel's northern border. On the economic front, first, Aero developer AII has unveiled a new weapon to combat drone swarms. CTEC reports the Hypnosis system uses electronic warfare to neutralize drones without missiles. Separately, Keystone has signaled intent to acquire Shikun and Binui Energy. Globes notes Keystone Power has secured a NIS 2 billion credit line for this venture. And finally, L'Oréal Israel has been ranked at the top of the Mala ESG index for 5 consecutive years. Israel Hayom Business highlighted its achievements in diversity and inclusion. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.